All right. Thank you, Tara. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. All right. Am I speaking to Ivan?
Yep.
Hey, Ivan. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here for the area. Well, all the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington. We help small to medium-sized businesses get on Google. I see here in the notes, I think you used to work for All Service Moving. Is that correct? Yeah, it's a pretty big company, right? I think they got looking at their Google business profile, I think they got almost 4,000 reviews. And they got a couple locations as well. Okay. And I noticed that you have a website. Did you do this website yourself?
Yes.
It's awesome. I like it. I like it. Really good. It's pretty straightforward, and you're able to do residential, commercial, specialty luxury items and pianos. Goodness gracious, pianos are super heavy. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's awesome. And then you're right now in the Portland area, but you're able to travel a little bit more. And you might go out of state if it's, kind of worth the move, right? A little bit, maybe. Okay. Got it. All right. So what we do, for your business, right, is we're a Google partner. So we've been in business for about 21 years now. And we've been a partner with Google for half that time. So what we do is we help small to medium-sized businesses promote their company on that first page of Google. And let me just give you an example, right? So if I were to type in moving services in Portland, the very top is the All Service Moving, right? That's the one that's coming up at the top. You also got a company called Portland Movers Company, Primetime Movers, Two Brothers Moving and Delivery, The Moving Fellas, Royal Moving. Do you know any of these companies in the area by chance?
Yeah,
PDX?
I don't know.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Competitors,
right? Okay. Yeah. Well, it looks like you're very savvy because I see here in the notes here is, I think you're renting your trucks, and that's a smart move because a lot of these other companies have to service their trucks. Maybe once you get the company growing to a certain level, you might have that, but that's a lot of expense. So if you can cut expenses as much as possible so that way you can make your company profitable, that's the best way to go. And it looks like you're already doing that, which is really good. You have the experience, which you know what you're doing. But one of the things that I highly, highly, highly recommend, and this is something that we'll be able to do for your business, is get you on that first page of Google and get you programmed for all the keywords of the services you offer and get you found in the surrounding areas, right? So anytime anyone is typing in any of those keywords in the area, you're going to come up on that first page just like All Service Moving, okay? But one of the things that you have to establish and something that you have to do on your end is try to work on the reviews, right? So any, movings that you've done before or customers or friends or family that you helped move, they can leave your review, and the more reviews, the better it's going to be, right, for the business. So that's a huge portion that's going to help you rank and then keep you busy for future customers on Google, okay? So what we do is, since you have a website, it's beautiful. The website's great. That's awesome. Once again, it's creating your Google business profile, getting a program and optimized for your coming up. We would also, I see on your website you still have a couple other platforms, right? I think you have a Facebook business page for the company, correct?
I have Facebook. I was just trying to make a reel for Instagram. I don't get much jobs there, but actually, Kevin, like I said, I'm a pretty new, we just started. Everything is keep it running. I am getting a couple of jobs. I have a job tomorrow. I'm going to California soon. I'm still trying to work on, it's a lot of upfront costs for me personally, to come up with the money, but I'm working everything out. But yeah, we have the platforms Yelp. We have Instagram, Facebook. I've been trying to get on Angie's, Thumbtack. They're kind of more expensive right now. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I'm trying to get as many platforms as possible. We're on also Nextdoor. I don't think that's a very good idea.
But, okay. okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you said, most guys who've been calling regarding the same service you guys do, I'm not going to lie, are being those Indian guys on the phone.
Oh, no,
who just,
no.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, I know. And that's the thing. I have a meeting with a banker today at 2:45, and he's going to try to extend some credit line. So I've been thinking I don't have that much time to work on that Google, so it's, I think, almost perfect timing, guys, for calling.
Yeah, so, absolutely. So the very first thing I want to establish before we get further into the conversation is I always like to make sure that my client – I've been here for 7 years, right? So I've been here since 8 years now, 2018.
What's your guys' company again, if I
can? Yeah, great question. So I'm sending you over our Google partnership badge. So the company is called The Local Splash. So I texted it over to you. Are you able to receive text messages on this number that we're on right now? The 541?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I sent you –
I got it.
Okay, so if you open that link, that's going to take you directly to Google's website, and it's going to verify that we're a Google partner. So anybody that calls you and they can't provide that information, that's not good, right? So that's one of the things. Even if you were to type in on Google right now, if you were to open up a browser, like just on your phone, and if you were to type in, is Local Splash a Google partner? Like if you want to do that now, you can absolutely do that. So if you were to type in, is Local Splash a Google partner? The AI overview, it'll say, yeah, Local Splash is an official Google partner, highly rated agency specialized in local SEO, Google Ads, right, and so forth. So, yeah, definitely the first thing we want to establish is doing business with the right company so that we are getting the maximum results, okay? So Google will call the big corporations like Samsung, Sony, Apple, Coca-Cola, right, McDonald's, because they're spending millions of dollars, and they have partners like us, partnerships, to help the small to medium-sized businesses. And that's what we do, okay? Now, since you already have a lot of these things in place, one of the things I just want to recommend, I throw it out there, is the number one platform that's going to get you a lot of these jobs is going to be Google. Here's why, okay? Google is programmed on every single phone, platform, tablet, computer. It doesn't matter what you're using. Even if it's Apple Maps, it's being powered by Google, right? So when people are looking for your services, the number one thing they do is they go before any other platform, they're going to go on Google and they're going to look for the top recommended options on that first page, okay, for the most part. So in order for you to rank and have your company listed higher on that first page, is Google will index that you have a couple other things like Facebook. They make sure you have a Yelp listing, Apple Maps listing, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Bing. All these different platforms will index and it'll give you that ranking that you need in order for you to, you know, have consistent information across the internet. So that's what we do. Any missing pieces of the puzzle that you have, we create, manage, and we optimize for you, okay? So as far as everything we do is month to month. There's no long-term contracts here, Ivan. And the point here is for you to see the results being on that first page of Google compared to anything else that you have, okay? Because
You guys are a pretty big team. I just opened your Facebook, California, right?
Yeah, we're in California.
Is it the purple t-shirts?
Yeah, there you go. That's us, huh?
That's a pretty big company. Nice. Hey, that's great.
We've been in business for 21 years now. Yeah, so that's we have. If you actually go into our Google Business Profile, we have over 1,000 reviews. So it's
I'm just looking at it. You know, I'm just thinking, I always do that, but you guys do great. I can leave your review too.
Yeah, so we're not a fly by night company. We're just gonna, you know, and that's kind of scary because there's a lot of companies out there that's my biggest issue sometimes is like I talk to a lot of legitimate business and we're obviously a legitimate company, but what happens is they get calls from these other companies outside of the country and it's like, goodness gracious, what are you doing?
No,
like, right?
It's pretty like I've fanned the lab. Or different businesses too, and they're just like, you know, I'm not trying to sound bad, but as soon as you hear it's the same voice, everything, and you're like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, no, most definitely agreed.
You send me another link here?
Yeah, that's our pricing. So I want to show you exactly what I can do for you today, okay, as far as pricing, okay? So if you open up that link, Ivan, it's going to go to our pricing page, okay? So if you scroll all the way towards the bottom, here's what I would be able to do for you today, okay? So we have three packages. We have our Essential, if you go all the way towards the bottom, our Essential, our Pro, and our Platinum, okay? Usually our Platinum is a little expensive. It's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee, okay? The reason why it's that expensive is because a website's included with that package. since you already have a website, why would I charge you for a website? Why would I charge you for, you know, things that you already have? Like, you have a Facebook business page. You have a couple other things in place. So what I can do for you today, if you were to come on board, is get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential of $299, okay? And I can waive $200 off your setup fee. So you're looking to start, the initial payment would be $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So that would include first page placement on Google, the programming. It'll include all the other platforms that you're missing. We'll also do Facebook retargeting ads. So those are pretty scary. If someone were to look for moving services on Google or any other platform, and then they log off of Google, and then they go onto their Facebook feed, you're going to have an ad on their Facebook feed of your business, which is pretty scary. So that's what's included for this Platinum package. So since you have the website in place, you have a lot of these things in place. Like, it wouldn't be fair enough for me to charge you the full $599, right? It's just, it wouldn't make any sense. But if I can get...
I like it. Okay, I understand that. I just want to ask a couple of things.
Sure, talk to me.
So, I've been making some research. Sorry to interrupt you. You know, I know I have to make that because, you know, I've been avoiding, you know, I usually wouldn't go for something and buy something like that, but you guys sound like a great company. So I'm willing to, like I said, you got to spend money to make money. And also, again, I'm trying to get that, you know, credit established with the bank. And I think I'm going to be able to do it today as well. So I'll be having, you know, everything is cash. So if you don't have cash, you cannot do anything. But if you don't have advertising, you cannot get jobs.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So,
agree.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking. So regarding just the Google itself, are you guys going to be providing any backlinks that's going to boost the page? And that sitemap, is that going to – do you guys work with those kind of stuff, or you're more on the just – something else, like, is it backlinks, like sitemap, is that going to be something you guys do?
Everything, we're a full SEO marketing firm, so with us, we do everything. We do all the backlinking to all the directories that you have. We get your keywords programmed, so we have access to Google's analytics, so we're going to be able to see positive keywords, negative keywords. We're going to know what keywords are being searched, you know, so there's different ways people are searching for moving companies, right, or moving services. Then we're going to know how people are searching, and we're also going to make sure we're putting your ads exactly where people are searching for your services. So we're not going to guess. We'll know what areas are being targeted more than others, so that way you have the maximum results. So, this is all inclusive, getting all the backlinkings. We do all the meta tags, everything, like, to make sure that you're ranking on that first page and your Google Business Profile is one of the top recommended options, right? As far as your ads as well, you know, we'll be able to run the ads for Facebook since you have the Facebook business page up and running already. Get your Yelp. We'll get it. We're not going to run any ads on Yelp. We have ads. We sell ads, Yelp ads as well. But honestly, as far as moving Yelps, I wouldn't really recommend any ads for Yelps, right? For Yelp. So we would.
I got the free credit for that. So I called them and extended it for. They gave me $600 credit for.
Yeah. Have you seen any results from that?
You know, one of the big jobs I got right now was from Yelp, but like, it's super, super, super confusing about.
I know.
They resell the leads a couple of times, which I understand is a good business, but I get some people like, I had a lady yesterday, she calls me and I, you know, lay out everything, trying to sell her on the job again. Takes time, and then all of a sudden she's like, "Am I speaking? I thought budget movers, budget." I'm like, "I'm sorry, you're not budget movers." But no, to be honest, I'm so new right now that again I don't pop up on Google.
Right.
I needed some optimization. Like I just figure out like I have one backlink. I made like a business in the like in my city here to backlink it. But from what I'm seeing, it's like. The website got to be perfect, you know, the reviews, I just have 11 at this point, but I'm trying to build that. But, yeah, the backlink sitemap, all those keywords, you know, I'm not very proficient in those. And it just takes a lot of time, and I'm kind of, like, trying to do most of the operations. myself. So I think that'll be a good thing. Regarding ads, like you said, do you need, how do you guys do it? Like, do you need more pictures from me? Do you need
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so great question. So what we do, so here's the next steps, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see a Google Business profile that you have. Do you have one under a different number that I'm missing? You don't have one, do you?
No, I do.
You, okay, what number? What number is it under? This number, the one that we're on, or no?
541-295-0967.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it should have like...
I don't see it. It might be suspended. Can you see it on your end?
Yeah, it's like it pops up perfectly. My number or...
No, your Google Business profile. I'm not able to see an active one right now.
It says it's active.
No, but if you do me a favor, if you like try to open a Google browsing page and then try to search for the your business, see if that comes up. For some reason,
I'm searching it right now and say Lake for
Give me one. Give me one second. I'm just I'm looking it up right now a different way. Since we have access to the back office. Yep, I found it now. Okay, got it. Yep, I found it. Your 11 reviews. Yep. Okay. It was giving me a hard time. Usually when we just plug in that phone number, your phone number, it shows up. But it doesn't show up, but just plug it in your phone.
Mm-hmm. I've tried the other day, and I think I just have my number too many places. Like I did.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep.
So I tried, because I typed some customer's name yesterday, and everything popped up, but 295-0967, the thing that pops for me is just, for me it works. I don't know.
Yeah, it works now. Yeah, well, I looked it up. I went into the Google's back office and their Google Analytics and just typed in the business name, and it was able to show up. And I just had to put in your zip code, so that your zip code's 97128. So it did pop up for me now. One of the things I noticed is you're also Google verified, right?
No.
Yeah. Have you tried to turn on those leads to Google verified?
No, that's what I'm explaining. Like, I'm so new right now.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Cash, okay. No worries. Okay.
Cash is being coming, like, it's a process. You know, you got to spend more money.
Yeah.
Everything to the company, and I've been trying to do like, let's say today I have to go and buy, 3 bundles of blankets. I have to buy boxes. You know, that's going to, ring me up around like $500-$600. And I need the stuff to go do the job so I can make some money. I have to pay some people, you know, it's stuff like that. So coming up with like just me running random ads for $500 on Google.
Yeah, I know. And you get expensive.
Me not having the time to do it. Like, I've been just thinking about it, and I've been so busy that I cannot get to the computer and run or create content and all that kind of stuff, you know?
I mean, Ivan, I think as a business owner, the focal point should be, you know, the business itself and your customers and getting, you know, everything, the moving stuff and the supplies, the trucks and all that, the personnel. I think, you know, what would be beneficial for you, so you can have a company like ours manage everything for you, then that way, you know, it'll pay for itself. So it's a flat rate. Once again, the good thing about this is, you know, you can always upgrade to the Google Verified. I'm looking at Google's back office right now for moving, a lead for moving in your area, can range, and the zip code's 97128, right? Do you want to confirm?
Yeah, that's for the McMinnville one.
Yep, okay. Yeah, so I'm looking at Google's back office right now, and Google for the Google Verified can range anywhere from $50 to $65 for moving. So that's something that good.
I don't know why it's so expensive. Also, like right now, since it's picking up, I've noticed Yelp ranges. Oh, do you guys charge per lead as well?
No. So there's the package that I'm offering you right now is to get your foot in the door. This package is a flat rate. So if you were to start, it would be $398 to start and then $299 every month after that, okay? What that's going to do is going to get you ranking in the map section in the first page of Google. It's going to run Facebook retargeting ads, and it's going to get you all the other missing parts of the, you know, like managing Yelp and managing your Apple Maps and managing your Amazon Alexa, Google Home, right? All that. Now, if you want us to take over like your Google Verified, which is your pay-per-lead service, we can also do that. But once again, I would recommend that down the road once you have, you know, like your foot in the door. You see what I mean? Once you start getting traction and more customers, because, you know, once again, it's anywhere from $50 to $65 a lead.
Yeah, like so, even Yelp right now just charges like $50 or $39.98 for a lead that says a number.
It doesn't
convert. Well, I understand the package, and like I don't want to lose your time. You don't want to lose mine. I like that. I just want to see some results. I want to get some, you know, I got to get noticed because I'm such a brand new company. Like it's not big time operations, but you got to start from somewhere.
Well, I hear you.
I think, can you hear me?
No, I said, I hear you. Like I know what you mean, right? I understand. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Again, I've got a couple of jobs. I got a job that's going to allow me to spend a little bit more money. Of course, I have a schedule. I'm going to do everything set up. That's going to give me more cash. Again, I have this thing with the banker for more cash. You said today is going to be $399.
$398. So it's $398 to start. So what I'm doing, something for you because look, one of the notes, and look, this is funny. I'm going to read this to you, okay? So Tara, which is the mapping coordinator that patched you over to me, the lady you were talking to, she put here in capital letters in the notes because we have a CRM system, and she puts, please make it affordable. That's what she put.
I mean, so, again, man, like, yeah. I really want to do it. I have the cash, of course. I have some money right now to spend. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but when it's coming out for, like, everything is calculated, it's like, you know, everything's got to be calculated. I have the money. I can pay that today if you can give me a deal or I don't know how you guys work. You probably – yep.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm listening. Sorry.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I'm saying, look, here's what I can do, okay? Here's the next step. So what we do is we take basic information from your business to make sure that, you know, like the keywords, right? That I take basic information to the keywords to make sure that, you know, everything, like for the technician, we have to do what's called an onboarding call. During the onboarding call, this is where the technician's going to program you to come up on that first page of Google. But I just need, like, basic information of the business. Like, so, for example, you know, what are some of the services? You're going to do, you know, moving services, residential commercial moving services. In your website, you specify piano moving and specialty luxury items and all that good stuff. So, you know, we're going to come up with basic services you offer. And then from there, also, you know, what are the areas you want to cover? So, basically, you know, if it's within a 50-mile radius, that's just so people can see, you know, your business, right, for the most part. But if the customer calls you and say, hey, you know what, I want to go to the border of Washington or, you know, California, then obviously you would, you know, kind of talk to the customer at that point regarding that service, right? So, and then we do the onboarding call with our technicians. They pretty much cross the T's, dot the I's. You also get your invoice. And the cool thing is we also, like right now, I don't know if you have an iPhone or an Android. What do you have?
I'm on Apple.
Apple, iPhone. Okay, gotcha. So you could go into you can go into your phone right now and go to the App Store, and then you type in Local Splash, and we have an app. So that app, you'll be able to track everything that we're doing for you, all the leads you're getting through Google, through all the other platforms as well. So, you know, that's
it.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. It's a mini CRM, and all the calls are recorded too. So, meaning, you know, let's see, forget where the customer was from or whatever, like how much you quoted them. You go into the app, you listen to the phone conversation, so everything's tracked right there. So, yeah,
do payments on that as well?
Yeah, you can, like, collect payments from the clients, you mean?
No, I mean, like, can I pay you guys from that app too? The only
reason
I'm asking is just, like, anyways.
No, the app is more for you. Like it's like a customer relationship management app for you. Yeah, it's like a CRM for you. So that app is for you to track your success for what we're doing. So it's not like we're gonna say, hey, Ivan, good luck, and we'll see what happens next month, and, you know, hopefully everything goes well. No, you're going to be able to know exactly what's going on with the app. So, and we also have a dashboard. So if you are a desktop type of person and you don't want to go to the app, we have a dashboard as well. So, yeah, we invested a lot of money in the past, you know, 5 or 6 years to make our, you know, our customers profitable. And one of the things that we're also doing, this is really cool, and I can throw this at no additional cost for you, Ivan, is get you in that AI overview. So have you seen the Google where it says AI?
I've heard it, believe me, man, I've been talking to those guys and they start with that. I'm down for anything. You know what? Let's just do it.
Okay, well,
point, because I got a meeting at 11:30. What do you need from me?
Yeah, I just need to verify a couple information. Okay, so Ivan, this is for account purposes. What is your last name?
Tonchev. It will be T-O-N-T-C-H-E-V. So T-O-N-T-C-H-E-V.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, I got it. And then one of the things I want to verify here, we do have an address, and this is obviously just for Google Verify. You know, I'm not going to showcase your address online. You don't want people going to your house, right? So
it's unprofessional. Like, I'll display the address, but I don't want people they don't have a warehouse.
No, don't worry about that, because you're a home service, and a lot of people think that you have to have an address. You don't. So don't worry about that, like, because you're not a brick and mortar. You don't have anybody going to your, you know, you don't have a warehouse quite yet, you know, so you don't necessarily need it.
So I'm not worried. They can show up, but they're just going to find the house, and I want to look more professional. You got to look professional.
Exactly. So right now, you don't do that unless once you start getting more trucks and, you know, you start growing the business and you actually have a location, you can always showcase an address. But for the time being, you know, it's something you don't, it's not necessary. So don't worry about that. This number that we're on, the 541-295-0967, that's the number that you have on your Google Business profile. That's the number you want clients to call you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I also see your hours of operation. Good job on that. 6 to 9 p.m. That's awesome, because a lot of other companies have it from, like, you know, 8 to 4 or 8 to 5, and those are missed opportunities on Google. So that's really good. I also
about the 24-hour thing, but it looks unprofessional. Like, it looks I've seen other pages. I said a 24-hour because, you know, I can work. Right now I can offer, I can work just because it's me, you know, but it looks, I feel like unprofessional when you say 24-hour.
Agreed.
For service like that.
I agree. I think the way that you have it is perfect. And, you know, you have Saturday and Sunday, which is good, because a lot of companies sometimes, that's where people want to move. And especially now that the warm weather's coming, I mean, people are going to start moving. They don't want to move.
That's when most of the jobs are, like, everyone moves during the weekend, like, but people don't want to work Sundays. I had two jobs yesterday, got 3 reviews.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah, I have a picture. I just want to ask it. I'm curious. Are you the one on the dolly, or are you the one with the thumbs up carrying the dolly?
Which picture? I'm the strong
Facebook.
Guy.
Facebook. Oh, you're the strong guy. Okay.
Facebook. I'm the guy who's holding the dolly.
Yeah. You are the strong guy. Okay. Yeah. All right. How much can you bench, man? I work out too.
I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'm not big of a, I'm a swimmer. You know, I used to do, like, compete in college and stuff. But I don't try to hit bench just because of my shoulders. But
it heavy. Okay. Yeah, you look pretty strong. Yeah.
For future references, like, again, I love constructive criticism. Sorry.
Okay.
If there's something that it doesn't look good from, like, you guys' perspective, I would love to know. Like, you can put it on the notes. Like, if someone tells me this looks like shit, like, it wouldn't hurt me. Like, I'm a guy, you know. Like, this lady, she just said, like, hey, Ivan, from Yelp. She was from Illinois. Very nice lady on Yelp. She said, I just want to let you know, this picture with the dolly, she said, I don't like it. You look like a guy who just show up to my house and you guys won't do anything. So in her eyes, she was, you know, maybe in her 20s or 30s, she just didn't like the photos. And, you know, I just took it down. So stuff like that, I would love to know.
Okay.
Pictures that are not appealing or anything, you know, it can always be direct. Like, I go for that rather than, you know.
Okay. Yeah, we're very... And I appreciate that because here it's a partnership. Like, you know, the point here is for us to promote you and you get the best results, you're going to stick with us every single month, right? That's just the bottom line. So if we see something that's not up to, you know, standards or we feel you can be improved, you know, I personally feel like I'm not a technician. I'll ask for the technician's opinion on things that you have online because they're the ones that see the results, you know, for the most part. Me as a consumer, I like that because I just feel more comfortable talking to someone that's real than talking to someone that's not real, you know? So that means if you come to my house and you have that personality and you're outgoing, that's just me, my personal opinion, then I feel more comfortable talking to someone like that than someone's just very dry and just, you see what I mean? That's just my perspective, but everybody's different, you know? So, but I'll put here in the notes, in your account to, you know, that you're open to constructive criticism, and that's a really good thing because here's let me just give you this two-second thing, okay? I signed up someone on Friday, okay, because we work Monday through Friday, and then they're doing concrete services, and they do pavers. So, and their hours of operation, they were listed from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm like, do you want to extend your hours? She's like, no, I would just want to keep it that fit. I'm like, well, let me ask you this. You're new in business. You want to grow your business, but you're not available. People get off of work at 4 or 5, 6. So by the time they're talking to their wife or they're eating dinner, talking about these things that they need, it's during that time, you know, not during work hours. So, you know, I like to kind of bring those ideas so that way you have a better results. That's what we want. We want you to get the maximum results from something like this. So I'm glad you said that. I'll put this in the notes so that way our technicians – we'll give you any feedback as far as, you know, what we do. So that's not an issue at all whatsoever. Okay.
Yep. Hey, thank you a lot. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's if you, once again, if you're successful, then we're going to make sure that we're working together to make you as profitable as possible. Okay. So let's talk about keywords. This is general stuff. Obviously on your website, you have, you know, commercial, residential, moving, and you do have the luxury item moving and the piano. What other keywords can I put here? The technician's going to do their homework, but I want to just put keywords here.
You know, I've also wanted to branch out to, since we're moving, we can also do junk removal. I haven't done that much on my end, you know. I've just watched videos online, like those, you know, agencies like you guys, and they just say, like, everything from the website has to match the Google platform, whatever. Otherwise,
no,
it doesn't work. Then I,
no, it doesn't.
I mean, I went on like the search Google engine thing. I had some pages that were not they're not indexed, so I indexed most of them. Then, you know, I personally hate doing that kind of work. You know, that's why I need help with it. Like, because I don't know if I can future give you like more access to this, you know, account, and you guys can help more, you know, in the future, just because, like, I have for keywords here, moving services, in-state moving, local moving, movie-related packing, business corporate-related moving, furniture assembly, furniture disassembly, interstate moving, like, oversized item moving, senior moving, and with the website, I spend a good amount of time, but really I don't have time to update all the services. It needs more pictures, you know, better wording, you know, I've heard you need some links to other pages, you know, if you can help me with that, like what kind of information I can give you, because
that's fine.
For the most part, moving, some people search cheap moving, some people search moving companies, but we do all kinds of moving, and specialty item moving is because some people just want a piano moved or a hot tub moved, and those things, like, if you call some, like, very established company can bring you up to like $1,000 just for something you just want to get rid of, or, you know, specialty items. Some people have a lot of very expensive art in Portland where you go to a penthouse on the 30th floor and the guy just moved that statue for me. You know, I don't need anything else moved. So I like to branch our service. Like, our motto is a step above for every client. So I kind of try to, you know, offer additional services and some stuff that other companies don't offer.
Okay.
But, yeah, another thing I want to focus on is junk removal, just a little bit. I know it's a separate business. But
no, that's fine. We can get you.
For some
Yeah. And then some, one of the things I also recommend is, like, for example, you know, within that realm, I had a moving company that I also worked with, that's like, you know, post-moving, like junk removal. Like, for example, let's say they're moving out of the house and they're moving to a different house. Well, what's going to happen to all the junk? Well, they need someone to take it to the dump, right? So, you know, that's another thing that we can also have you found for, right? So, moving. Yeah. Junk removal. Okay. Yeah, when I bought my house in May, and the person that laid left of, like, dryers, old, like, metal, I'm like, goodness gracious, are you kidding me? So it was so that's a good service to have as well.
Moving, mm-hmm. is the worst thing with moving is, sorry to interrupt you again. The thing I'm trying to specialize in is, like, I worked at that company. They're the biggest company. Like, everything on, like, Google sells, that's the thing. Like, that's what I'm coming to realization. It doesn't matter. It matters how many reviews you have and everything. Mm-hmm. But believe me, like, because we have to work in groups of two or three people, right? And mm-hmm. if they don't pay as much, but you can get more hours, and we work for the tip. So pretty much, if you do a good job, you expect the customer to give you, like, a good tip. And some people tip 100, 200, 300. We have people got, like, $1,000. If the people are, you know, wealthy and well off, they like good service. But the mm-hmm. problem is, not a lot of people want to do the work. It's hard work.
Yeah,
your whole
it is hard work.
Day. So it's a lot of people. Like, my company, you speak to a great salesman. Like, you're a great salesman. I like how you speak and everything. Let's say I talk to you and I book my move with you, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they send some guys that, man, like, I'm telling you, some guys are just weird. Like, most of them are, like, I'm not kidding. I've worked with guys, and if they put them on my crew, I just tell them, like, hey, I don't want to work with that guy, because they're, like, some of them are, like, felons, like, convicted.
Oh, yeah.
None
yeah.
of them have their driving licenses. They come drunk on the job, or, and if you get
yes.
a crew guy like that, and I come yep. to your house, and you're going to see the guy, and you're going to be like, oh, man, I don't like those guys. Like,
mm-hmm.
the company doesn't care because they're getting your credit card info and you're paying. But
mm-hmm.
also for me as a worker, I'm not getting a tip. So it starts to suck a lot working with, you know, people who are not professional.
Agreed.
And that's why I think the industry lacks good people, because nobody wants to do it.
I agree with that. You know, I want to feel safe, you know, because here's the thing, you're entering my residence. So, it, you know, if I have a valuable, you know, articles, or I got valuable things that I need to move, I want to be able to trust you, because you're stepping your foot into my home, right? Number one. Number two, you're responsible for moving, you know, items that might be, you know, expensive TV, a marble table. Like, when I moved, I couldn't believe, I had a moving company help me, and I have a 3 marble coffee tables, and each, I don't know if you've ever moved a marble coffee table or marble, right?
They're like heavy.
Super
yeah,
heavy. Super
out.
Heavy. It's the top, exactly. It's the top, and then you have the base. So the guy broke the table, right? So
did they
he,
take the top off, or did they tear the whole thing?
So I guess this guy didn't know that the top came off and the top slid. And it hit
oh
the ground,
God.
And marble was, with thing about marble, it's not a strong, rock. It's very, it's fragile.
No, it breaks easy.
It breaks easy, exactly. So it was a and I paid $2,500 for the set. And that was cheap, because
Whoa.
They had it on sale. So it broke in half. So I still got the slab of marble table, like, outside in my front yard, but I'm going to use it for something later on. But they had to pay me for that, because the guy was just, you know, not careful. And they were, you know, so things like that, I agree with you. I want to make sure that people are being professional and they know what they're doing and, you know, kind of have knowledge of what it is. In your case, since you have the experience, if you work with another company that you do, so you see the pros and cons, what are some of the things that they have missed, or what are some of the things that they do wrong that your company can do right? Because it's all about building relationships with customers, and guess what? They're going to refer you to other companies. I mean, other prospects. You see what I mean? And that's going to create a whole new book of business. So I love that you're saying that, because it just tells me that you're very invested in your business and you want to make sure you're giving the best results to your customers, right? So I agree with that. So I got a lot of your profile here as far as keywords and everything. Once again, we're going to put all these keywords, everything that I just took notes, and we're going to put it into the Google Analytics to figure out how people are searching. As far as the radius, so you, once again, you're in the Portland area, but you want to You can go outside of the state, preferably in-state for now. You can always do outside of state, but if the price is right, you're willing to go outside of state, correct?
I just want to cover for right now the areas. I don't know,
okay.
Vancouver, Washington, because it's literally
okay.
kind of like Portland, Vancouver, same city, just the rivers in between. But
okay.
I mean, Portland area, like Portland to Salem type deal. I don't know if you can pull it on the map, or I don't know what you're looking at
mm-hmm.
right now, but
yeah.
maybe that circle I have right now, I feel pretty, like, very comfortable working in it. And, of course, if it expands to the coast, it's usually just jobs that people are moving from, you know, the coast to Portland or Portland to the coast. We don't really do just coastal jobs for people unless they pay us, you know.
Gotcha.
It
yeah, yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, that's not an issue.
I think that's a good circle right now. The service areas, I'm comfortable with that. If you guys
mm-hmm.
have suggestions, I'm open to anything.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, that's not an issue. We'll definitely, I'll put it here in the notes as well. So, and then, you know, what we do, right, also is we do an onboarding call with one of our technicians. That's, once again, it's a Google certified tech that's going to get your programming done. I'll look at the calendar, right now to see what time that would be available and what time would work for you as well. And then also, since I have you at a discounted rate, so once again, to start, it'll be $398 and then $299 every month after that. There is no, like, year contracts or anything like this. You know, all it is just giving us enough time to get you programmed and see how this is going to pay for itself. But you don't have to, you know, marry us. You got to see how this is going to work for you, okay? So we also, we read what's called the 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection. It's a requirement through our partnership as well. And then it's just going to outline everything that we're doing for you, that discounted rate, and that's going to stay 100% the same. So you're not going to get a charge per lead, per phone call, any of that. It's just a flat rate, okay? As far as any other languages, do you speak any other languages like Spanish by chance or just English?
I speak Bulgarian, but
Bulgarian?
I haven't put it – Bulgarian. I know a little bit of Spanish, but, you know, I can probably go order food and communicate with customers, but
okay.
I understand, like, fully proficient.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. That's fine. The system is asking me just because if, you know, there's if you speak, you know, Spanish or any other language, you know, but that's all it is. It's obviously we're going to have you listed as English, but, you know, it doesn't ask me for that as well.
And before we go, continue with that, do you guys just for business, like for business purposes, at the end of like the payment, are you guys going to be, can you issue me like a receipt or invoice or whoever you guys work so I can put on my record?
100%. Yeah. Yeah. You get everything in writing. You get your welcome email. You get your invoice, everything. 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. And then you could do that tax purposes too for any of that. Okay. So in order, let's see. I got everything here already. Let me just put in the discount here. That's going to be that price point. Okay. So, in order to secure the listing at the $398, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
You know, I personally really wanted to use a credit card for it, but I'll go ahead and just use my Visa, and it's a debit.
Okay, no problem. You could always switch it out whenever you like, so you're not stuck with this here, okay? So that's not an issue. Okay, so you said Visa, debit. Okay, so I'll repeat the numbers for accuracy, and then we'll read that voice verification. You're going to get everything in writing, and then we're going to book the onboarding call with the technician, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whenever you're ready,
Is the technician called today?
So
can
I have
schedule it for like a little bit.
Yeah, the technician
sorry,
call. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So go ahead.
No worries. I just had some plans to do. Like I can do the payment right now, but do we have
mm-hmm.
to do the thingy right now with the technician?
Oh no. No, absolutely. Like after this, we're going to look at the technician's calendar and match it up with your calendar, and we're going to work around your schedule. Yeah, no, we're not going to – the call's not after this. Don't worry about that, no. I know you have the meeting with the bank, so, you know, so don't worry about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the card number, and I'll repeat it to you for accuracy.
4312-3170-0683-5063. Expiration 0231. Name on card, Ivan Tonchev.
Okay, so I got February 2031, and what was the security code?
163.
163. Okay, I'll repeat the card number for accuracy, just to make sure I got it correctly. Okay, I got 4312-3170-0683-5063. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and it's February 2031, correct?
Yeah, 0231.
Okay, yep. Got it. And 163 is the okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm also going to read this 90-second voice verification. This is basically going to outline the service agreement on everything that we're doing for you. And then right now you should also receive your invoicing as well. So you should receive a welcome email, and also you're going to receive your invoice. So let me know if you receive that. I'll read this 90-second voice verification, and then we'll look at the time that you want to get that onboarding call when you have time yourself, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lakeford Moving LLC.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Ivan Tonchev, owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now it says to get results as fast as possible, Ivan. It is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, now it says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, we're going to give you a security question. So anytime we call you, you know it's us, okay? You get to choose from three questions: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Can you repeat? Was it the mother one? Was it maiden name? Or
yeah, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You know, let's do first pet's name. I think that would, okay, that would be easy. Yeah.
Okay. So what is the name of your first pet?
Z-A-R-A. Zara.
Zara. Okay, cool. Was it a dog?
Yeah, it was a dog.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Oh, I can think of.
That's okay. No worries. It's fine. So anytime we call you, and, you know, you're like, wait a minute, who? Because sometimes you'll get calls from other companies that is not Local Splash. We've had that before. So you could say, okay, what's my first pet's name? Everybody in the company should know it's Zara here, okay? So if they don't know that, then, you know, they're lying. They're not Local Splash, okay? So we do that for security.
Yep.
Okay. Now it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What this is saying basically is if another company calls you and they try to sell you something, just know that obviously, you know, you don't want to buy something that we're already doing for you. That's all it's saying.
Yep.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup is at a discounted rate. It's at $398 for the first payment, and it's $299 every month after that. So with that being said, you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. And I'm sending you my direct phone number here, Ivan, as well. If you have any issues or if you need to get a hold of me, you can always get a hold of me. But it's our 877 number is our client support number as well. To get to me, you just type in my extension, which is 247. I just texted it over to you, and then I'll be able to get, you know, in contact with you as quickly as possible. Okay? Did you get that text message?
There you go. Okay.
Yep. Okay. And did you receive your invoice welcome and everything?
Hey, that was very quick, man. I got everything. Invoice.
Perfect.
Receipt. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I want to make sure because, you know, at the end of the day, I want to make sure you get everything in writing. That's my number one priority, to make sure you're good and you're satisfied with what we're going to be doing for you. Okay. All right. So I have a quick question for you. I'm looking at the client onboarding with one of our technicians. Let me see. Look at the calendar. Goodness gracious, we've been so booked. Like it's funny during November, December, it was just like everybody's holiday mode, and then now it's goodness gracious.
Now everyone is getting the text.
Yeah, exactly. So people are caught. Like it's nonstop. I haven't even caught a break. It's funny. Okay, so I'm looking at the client onboarding. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I'm also majoring in accounting and finance, so I was like, with accounting, everyone right now getting like big refunds, and they can spend more money on business or moving or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the time of the season too, and then summer's, you know, like the weather's starting to warm up, so like you got spring, summer, and that's where people start doing a lot of things. Like people don't want to move during winter, you know. People want to move during the summer, and like, you know, exactly. So, you know, with that being said, it's just like people are like looking into buying new homes in the springtime, summertime, and it's like, or looking to get a new apartment. You know, that's what I did. I mean, I moved in May, so like that's perfect timing, you know, like spring, summer, you know. So I'm not going to move in the middle of winter. Okay. So I'm looking at the client. Nobody wants to do that. Yeah, agreed. Sorry to cut you off. I'm looking at the client onboarding call right there, the onboarding calendar. I don't got any more spots today. The earliest spot would be Wednesday, and it's from 8 a.m. all the way till 3 p.m. What would work for you on Wednesday? I have a full open calendar.
You know, funny enough, man, like this week.
I got Wednesday, Thursday. I got Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You let me know. Those are just, I need to borrow you for at least 30 minutes. That's it.
I have a job Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm loading Wednesday. I'm going to be picking trucks and stuff.
No worries.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to Independence, California. So I'm going to be on the road. I don't know if I can stop somewhere and we can do it. You know, I can take a break at some rest area.
What we can do is we can just, like, you know, let me know a time, and then you could call them. If you're busy, they can reschedule it. We're going to work around your time. So you just let me know, like, what time, and if Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, what time, and I can have the technician call you. It's a quick, you know, 30-minute phone call. And you don't need to be in front of a computer.
Okay, Thursday, what time?
From 7 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. Completely open calendar.
Thursday, let's go ahead and do the, do you have 8 a.m.? Is that a good timing for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. 8 a.m. works for us, yeah.
Let's shoot four. Thursday, 8 a.m. Let's shoot for that time.
Okay, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a client onboarding invitation. So that way, I got the email as support@lakefordmoving.com. Is that a good email for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my main email for the business. I can give you personal too, but I use the business one too. Whatever works.
Yeah, better. I'll put the business one so they obviously know it's your business. I'll put it here in the title. It'll say Local Splash. CI, CI stands for client interview, but it's just literally a client onboarding call. I don't know why they call it. I've been calling it client interview for the past 21 years. So client interview, and it'll say English because you speak English, and then it'll have Ivan and your last name, and then you'll have that should be in your inbox for the, it's just a reminder. So for that, so that should be in your inbox now. But, you know, I got everything pretty much already plugged in. A lot of these notes I put already for your company. And, you know, once we start doing the onboarding call, it's just going to take 30 minutes and we'll get things going. So we're pretty much good. Everything's good to go on my end.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I know you're going to do well.
You're great. I mean, I'm trying. Just like you guys are calling a perfect timing because literally, you know, I just completed a couple of jobs, managed to get some cash from the side, but for the most part, it's just, I know stuff has got to be done, but again, at this stage, I just got to be, you know, pushing for jobs, I don't have time to sit all day at the house and, you know, it's just
yeah.
getting busier. So you guys call it a good time.
Good. Well,
I've never used any other lead service. So
mm-hmm.
we'll see how it goes with you guys. You guys are my first, you know, company
yeah.
I use. So I'm excited to see what we can do.
Absolutely. I know it'll work well for you. You know, once again, you got the experience, you got the salesmanship, you're a good, easy person to talk to, and that's what people look for. And, you know, from what you told me is that you want to hire people that are just like you, that are hardworking and are honest and reliable. That's what it is. So that's huge when it comes to moving, because if, you know, quality service, good customer service is going to get you those referrals as well. So that's always going to be really, really good for the business. So I'm excited too, Ivan. So we'll call you on Wednesday at 8 a.m. I already send you the client onboarding call, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
Hey, man, I really appreciate it. Hope you have a good day. And
you as well.
Do you need me to complete any forms before you leave, or everything?
Yeah.
Set?
No, everything's set up. All you need to do is go to your when you get the invoice, you click on that, put in your first and last name to activate your dashboard whenever you get a chance, and that's it. And then if you want to download the Local Splash app, that way when you have the client onboarding call with the, oh, okay, perfect. So that way when you have that onboarding call with the technician, they'll give you your credentials and they'll be able to show you how to use it as well.
Well,
yeah.
I'll leave you guys to review as well, because that was very helpful. I'll put Chris. I don't know if there's other Chris's.
The only Chris. That's a good thing. Yeah, we do have about 100 people here, but I'm the only Chris in the the sales department. Like, you know, but as far as the technicians, there's one person called Christopher. But you know, if you put Chris, I'll know who it is. So that would be awesome, man.
I'll leave one for you. I don't know. I'll leave it all there because.
Yeah,
you guys are the first company to reach out, and you guys sound very professional.
Well, I appreciate it.
I
try to be very, very good with my clients, because that just builds a long-term relationship, you know? If you do well, we do well, right?
I mean,
so.
You guys are professional. I can see it. I can trust you guys.
Perfect.
I think it's a
well,
good
I appreciate
investment.
That. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We'll definitely be in touch. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll be in touch on Wednesday, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.